USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control will require those traveling on nearly all forms of public transportation to wear a face mask as officials try to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The order, which goes into effect Tuesday morning, calls on all travelers on public conveyances, including airplanes, buses, trains, ferries, taxis, and rideshares, to mask up. The order will also extend to airports, train, and bus stations. The order coming as the U.S. passes 26 million coronavirus infections reported since the beginning of the pandemic. Maryland is also confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said that the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. The first case of the South African strain in the U.S. was identified earlier this week in South Carolina. And the South Carolina Republican Party has voted to censure Congressman Tom Rice for his vote to impeach former President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.